As you probably could figure out, the hymn for today is My Soul Now Praise Your Maker. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this September the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Normally, on Tuesdays, we have a hymn to look at, but yesterday was Labor Day. So instead, I'm just going to ignore Pastor Mark Smith and go ahead with something else. Is that all right, Pastor Mark?
that would be okay if you had called me about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Yeah. How was your Labor Day weekend, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you about it in a moment, but I want you to read the first stanza of My Soul Now Praise Your Maker and listen to the words.
My soul now praise your maker. Let all within me bless his name. Who makes you full partaker of mercies more than you dare claim. Forget him not, whose meekness still bears with all your sin, who heals your every weakness, renews your life within, whose grace and care are endless and saved you through the past, who leaves no sufferer friendless, but rights the wrong at last.
In answer to your question, how my weekend was, I take a look of mercies more than you dare claim. And it just so happened that yesterday, Labor Day, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of our wedding.
Wow. Congratulations.
What do you mean, wow?
I'm amazed at Louise.
No, I'm amazed that she stayed with me that long.
That's my point.
There's no doubt about that.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I know. That's
goodness sake, 50 years she put up with you.
Yes. Yeah, we got married when we were 12. So, it was really a great time. When we had the 25th, we threw a party for the congregation we were at that time because we really appreciated that was at St. James.
Uh-huh.
But we had so many people coming, we couldn't even use St. James. The room wasn't big enough. So we rented from Emmanuel Lutheran Olivet their gymnasium.
Wow.
So really, really had a great time there. And this year, we aren't affiliated with the congregation.
Uh-huh.
So we had a party among relatives,
just
basically.
Your family.
Yeah. So it was great. But what I found interesting, she got all the presents. No, she made it very clear that, we were going to have a 50th. We walked in where we were celebrating it, and there were 50 balloons there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really something. So, in my prayer,
that just about half fills a room. 50 balloons. You think about it. That's a lot of balloons.
Oh boy,
it was a lot of space.
Yeah,
right
we
there.
Had a lot of fun, and her sister was in town, one of them, and so they were with us. He's a magician and comes in every August. They have the big magician thing here in St. Louis, and this is the first time ever they did it over the Labor Day weekend. Usually, it's prior in August.
Kidding. So and it worked out really well.
It was perfect because he didn't finish the magician thing till Sunday night, and 10 o'clock.
He made you disappear, huh? For
that was Louise's wish, but it didn't work. He had a kind of an interesting thing. So this hymn means a lot to me because obviously I've had mercies. Remember, mercy means you get what you don't deserve.
Right.
Or you don't get what you deserve.
That's what's mercy is. You don't get what you deserve. That's mercy. Yes.
And grace is you get what you don't deserve.
Grace is you get what you don't deserve. Boy, I wish I could. There was an easy way to remember that.
Well, it's pretty simple if you stop and think what grace is. What do you get from grace? You get the forgiveness of sins.
Uh-huh.
Do you deserve it?
No.
Okay. Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just remember it in that way. So, I didn't have the kind of wife I should have had, which was really mean and this kind of thing. But haven't you noticed how much...
No, you got mercy, I'll tell you.
No, I sure did. And grace.
And grace.
I know my wife. I don't know about yours, but my ministry has been far more effective because of her.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can say the same thing.
Yep.
People put up with me, but they love Barb.
Yes. No, when I left one congregation, They weren't sad at all that I was leaving. They were sad Louise was leaving. Did Louise stay? So, it was really a great celebration. And in my prayer, I said, I hope we'll be able to have 70 balloons on the next one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do, too. That's wonderful.
Yeah, in fact, I just was visiting someone whose parents just had their 72nd wedding anniversary. Uh-huh.
We're just getting ready for our 33rd. Third of a century.
Yeah. 33, that's paper. Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what that is?
I don't know. It was paper all for me all the way through.
It's all on paper, right?
Yeah. So, my soul now praise your maker, and it's by our favorite translator.
Catherine Winkworth.
Yep. Yeah, she's really good.
If she could only know, we would be talking about her so much on this program.
How many years? She died in 1878.
Yes.
So it was over 130 years ago. And I'm unfamiliar with Johann Gramann, who wrote this, died in 1541. So that was right during Luther.
Right.
So no wonder it's so good in what it has to say, because the first mercy he brings about, forget him not, whose meekness still bears with all your sin. See, that's a problem our members have. Every time they sin, they think God turns his back on us. In fact, this is really kind of comical. There was a professor in Florida who got fired. Because when the hurricane or the bad weather hit Houston,
yes,
he said they deserve it because they voted for Trump.
Oh, I know.
Now they've got this hurricane bearing down on Florida.
We shouldn't laugh about it. But
no,
but
I know.
That's going to be some hurricane. I hope it doesn't.
It's a level five.
Level five right now.
Yes, and they're not sure. It could even keep going around to the Gulf Coast instead of Florida.
Boy, we don't need another hurricane like that.
No, it's really good that FEMA does their work. In fact, I was listening to KFUO this morning, how many volunteers from our Lutheran churches are down there in Houston,
yes,
and in some of the smaller towns that really were devastated.
Yeah, we've also got a lot of sister churches, sister congregations that are, down there in Texas.
In fact, I got to ask Issues. They got their big thing this weekend in Houston.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding? That's
right.
This weekend?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And so
what are they going to do?
Postpone
it? Or?
Well, I talked to another pastor who has relatives there, and none of his relatives had any problems. They were on higher ground.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know the church where they're going, if it was on higher ground or what's going on. But the Houston mayor just today said, listening on the KFUO news, that everything, all the businesses are
back
open, and the electricity is better, and
that's
the water
good.
Is okay. So they'll probably be able to have it.
You still need our prayers and our help, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you live.
Oh,
a flood.
Oh, I know.
I mean, remember the Mississippi years ago?
Oh, yes, 93.
Yeah.
Flood of 93.
Right. Would you continue with stanza two?
He offers all his treasure of justice, truth, and righteousness, his love beyond all measure, his yearning pity or distress, nor treats us as we merit, but sets his anger by. The poor and contrite spirit finds his compassion nigh, and high is heaven above us, as dawn from close of day, so far since he has loved us, he puts our sins away.
Yeah, I like that one phrase, as nor treats us as we merit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's mercy.
That's right. He doesn't treat us as we merit. Instead, what's the other word that sounds like merit is how we get to heaven?
Inherit.
Inherit.
Yeah.
That's
inherit.
A real good. Theology is the art of making distinctions. And we're always trying to make distinctions. Every religion in the world outside of Christianity teaches that you merit salvation. But Christianity teaches you inherit. And that's so obvious from even what's a very confusing passage to many people, and that's the sheep and the goats.
Right.
It sounds like the sheep are going to heaven because they visited people in prison, fed the hungry, this sort of thing.
He says, come ye blessed of my Father. We're blessed.
And what's the word right after
and
that?
Inherit.
Inherit.
Inherit. The
so obviously, those good works are not the reason why we're going to heaven. They are the evidence that God is looking for that we're already believers.
That's right.
And so good works, they don't do anything to get you to heaven. Any more than once a child is adopted, that adoption after that, all the good works the child does, doesn't do anything to make that child adopted.
No, it's just evidence.
That's right. It's the evidence that he's part of the family.
Right.
Yeah. He's eating at the table, sleeping in the beds, etc. So we can understand, my soul now praise your maker. Once more, we've got a really good translation into the English. But, you know, she died in 1878.
Yes.
You know, and you think you would be using more King James language. And there is a few places like finds his compassion nigh. You know, and she had to have that because it rhymes with but sets his anger by. Mm-hmm. And so I do like her translations and their...
She did a lot of translating, you know, just 50 years old when she died.
Oh, really?
I think so, yes. Did a lot of translating.
Yeah, that's true.
Catherine Wink.
51, Rankin. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure she lived in England. Yeah, I'll have to look up a little bit more about her because you are correct. Many of the hymns have been translated.
Oh, we're always running into a hymn that's been translated by her.
Yes. And so, stanza two, you began, he offers all his treasure. What's his treasure? Justice, truth, and righteousness. So, how does he offer the treasure of justice?
Yeah, well, his son bore...
That's right.
His son bore our penalty
that's
on
right.
himself.
It
that's,
wasn't.
That's who received the justice. I mean, well, we received mercy, but because of God's justice... pouring down his wrath upon his son.
That's right.
His son took all the blame for us.
And then, and righteousness is that we're going to heaven because we're wearing the robe of...
The robe of righteous won by his son on the cross.
Yeah, it's that tremendous thing that happens at baptism, the glorious exchange.
Yeah, we're sinner as well as saint. When God looks at us through Jesus Christ, he sees only his son's righteousness. He doesn't see our sins.
Yeah, the way I like looking at it, if he looks at us under the law, he sees sin.
Right.
If he looks at us under the gospel, we're righteous saints.
Right.
Sinless. In fact, that's why a Christian is able to come up to the Lord's Supper.
That's right.
Yeah, really important. Stanza three, if you would read that.
For as a tender father has pity on his children here, God in his arms will gather all who are in his childlike fear. He knows how frail our powers, who but from dust are made. We flourish like the flowers, and even so we fade. The wind but through them passes, and all their bloom is o'er. We wither like the grasses. Our place knows us no more.
That's kind of a pessimistic verse.
Yeah, a little bit of a downer.
Well, only because it's reality.
Yeah, right.
She's not like talking that. About our life in heaven,
right.
But here on earth.
Here on earth, as the flower fades.
Yes.
Grass withers and the flower fades.
But starts off, for as a tender father has pity on his children here. You know, we do believe that when Jesus said the Lord's Prayer, he didn't use the normal word for father. He used in the Aramaic, Abba.
Abba. Means dada.
Yeah. Dada, like when I came home when my kids were younger, they didn't run to Louise and say, a father has entered into the house.
Oh, they didn't?
Oh, no. They said, daddy, 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 can you play with us?
They didn't say, Herr Pastor is
no,
home.
No. That was only what Louise was to use. Yeah, I still can't believe 50 years.
Oh, man, I tell you.
At any rate, this is a good translation for that word Abba, tender father.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't used in the Old Testament.
It wasn't.
No. Charlemagne always said that...
That's only in the New Testament that Abba is used.
Well, the tender father thing.
Uh-huh.
remember, they weren't allowed to go into the Holy Holies.
Right.
We are.
Right.
When we go to the Lord's Supper. And so there's a lot more different. Look at the Ancient of Days in Daniel 7.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's a different God.
No.
But I'm saying that there were things that kept us apart from him. And you weren't even able to pray. Our Father, who's doing the praying? The priests.
Right.
And now we're the priesthood of all believers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
There's huge differences.
Oh, yeah, big differences.
Since the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. And having the
that
Holy Spirit.
That made all the difference. Yeah. Having the Holy Spirit dwell within us as his temple.
What did Jesus say? I'm going to send you another
Comforter.
Comforter. And, you know, what's the Greek there? Paraclesis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jesus doesn't mean he left us. He's still with us, but he's got another Comforter. So we now have all three persons. But the Father was very formal more in the Old Testament. In fact, what did they do with the word God, Yahweh?
Oh, they wouldn't mention it.
Yes.
They'd call it Adonai.
Yeah, that's the other word for Lord.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't even mention his name.
And if you take the vowels of Adonai and put it on Yahweh, guess what you end up with? Yehovah.
Yehovah, right.
Jesus, God, was never called Jehovah. But that's a misunderstanding that Jehovah Witnesses came
right.
up with because they transliterated it.
Yeah, even though a lot of hymns have Jehovah in it.
Yeah, yeah. So we recognize Jehovah does refer to Yahweh, mm-hmm. but it's kind of interesting it isn't found there. And anything else with stanza three?
Let's see. No?
That's all you can find in stanza three? We already talked a little bit. We flourish like the flowers, and even so we fade. Because the wind through them passes, and all their bloom is over.
We wither like the grasses. Our place knows us no more. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Hey, here today, gone tomorrow, and, you know, you're replaced. I mean, God never forgets. People may forget. But.
Yeah, but boy. No, in fact, the best thing said at the anniversary, you know, I'm always joking about Louise, and they had our wedding picture here, and
yeah.
I was showing it to my son-in-law, Mark.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that's when she was good-looking.
Ooh.
And he looked at me and he said, the same with you. But boy, she still is. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks very good for her age, of course.
Yeah, well, when you hit 96, she's got to be. It's pretty good. Yeah, but I thought that he came right back at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did too look good in those days. Yeah, I was in a, was it a Bible study or something? And oh, I know what it was. You can get this off YouTube. When I had a debate with some of the opposites at the seminary, and it was on television. It's on Channel 4, I believe it was 1974.
Yes.
And I was showing it to people, and I had the sound down, and they didn't recognize
it. They didn't recognize it.
No.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then I turned it up, and they heard my voice.
Then they recognized.
And then at the bottom, it had Reverend Thomas A. Baker.
Uh-huh.
Is that you?
That's you. They yeah. couldn't believe it.
So I tell you. Yeah, they got that software. They can take somebody a certain age, and as they age, they say this is what they're going to look like.
Uh-huh,
this
yeah.
kind of thing. But boy, in heaven, I hope we go backwards.
Yeah, I hope we're at our prime, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we really don't know. Most scholars think you're going to be like Adam and Eve were between 16 and 22 age.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what most scholars think.
Well, when you ask the question, because babies aren't going to be babies forever in heaven.
Right, right.
You know, and people with limbs missing and stuff, that'll
yes,
all be back.
That'll all be changed.
Yeah. Stanza four.
His grace remains forever, and children's children yet shall prove that God forsakes them never, who in true fear shall seek his love. In heaven is fixed his dwelling, his rule is over all. O hosts with might excelling, with praise before him fall. Praise him forever reigning, all you who hear his word, our life and all sustaining, my soul, O praise the Lord.
Yeah, that first line, his grace remains forever and children's children yet shall prove. What's that mean? Children's children.
Children's children down to the,
third and fourth generation.
Third and fourth generation of them that love me.
Love me in this case.
Keep my commandments, right.
That God forsakes them never. Yeah, I mean, you and I have a number of families where the children have left the church or no longer believe in such.
It happens.
That's another thing. 50 years, I mentioned that Louise was more the parent than I was because I was busy with church so much. Mm-hmm. She spent a lot more time with the kids. And Phil's in heaven, having died in a motorcycle accident, but he was in faith. And then Luther and Catherine, married people who are wonderful sons-in-law, daughter-in-law.
Great.
And became members of the Missouri Synod. And then the kids are Sunday school. In fact, one of our grandsons, we have four of them, Austin, the head organist at St. Paul de Pere, asked him if he could start training him.
No kidding.
Playing the organ.
Wow.
And
that's great.
Yeah. He just really is a great pianist. Luther was also.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he picked it up somehow from him. But
well, you could play the piano, I remember.
I had 12 years of instruction, though.
Wow.
And I'm not near as good as he is. I normally have to have the music in front of me and this sort of thing, except for my whoppy tunes. But when I preach here over it, I usually play the piano there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, for the hymn.
Uh-huh.
But I don't play the organ here. They have, tremendous organists here. They just really know how to make the machine sound so good, if you call them organ a machine, it's an instrument. But that's a real gift.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I can.
In fact, organists are becoming more and more rare in the church.
I know.
You know, it really is.
That's why.
Sometimes a problem.
His name is Bender, and he's training others, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we're going to need organists. But you got a good one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Daughter of a pastor.
Several.
Yeah. Oh, because I preached there a few times. But I don't have your voice. By the way, you're preaching this Sunday?
Absolutely. But I don't have a clue what I'm going to be preaching on. I haven't looked at the lessons.
Well, I would look at the Bible.
Yes.
There's probably some pretty good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're still getting down Pentecost. Pretty soon, third last Sunday, second last Sunday, then we start all over.
It's gone fast.
It really has.
Now the real busy part of the year begins. Confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know you're really busy. Don't you have two classes? Private and public, or do you?
No, I have an alternative class that's offered on Sunday for those that can't make the weekly class.
Do you have anybody added on instruction right now?
Not right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that usually waits till the summer's over and people are back more. And attendance goes up when school's in.
Yes, that's true.
Your schools have already started.
Oh, yes. They started way back in August. Yes.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know why.
How soon? You know, of course, they got air conditioning now. You know, I remember the days we didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
that?
Remember how hot it gets in August?
And yeah.
September, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice there, but... So, next week, you're going to be with me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't
wouldn't
know.
Miss it. Wouldn't miss it.
You're going to be on vacation or?
No. Oh, no.
Who knows? Whatever.
Those days are over.
Those days are over. Yes. Well, this is a short week, unfortunately. I don't know why they call it Labor Day. It should be Unlabor Day. Because I couldn't come in and do the program or anything. I had to go to a 50th anniversary. So. Okay. All righty.
Happy 50th
Thank you.
Tom and Louise.
And that was Mark Smith, who's going to be with us again next Tuesday, God willing, as we take a look at the hymns selected for the following. Tomorrow, we'll be looking at the lessons for this coming Sunday. And this afternoon, I should be on Issues Etc. between 3 and 5 for the Sunday School lesson. I'm Tom Baker. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com.